This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. On a more serious note, I'm still thinking about that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg hating on each other. Because when you listen to the reasons for hating someone or something, you realize just how stupid they really are. There is too much hate in this country, and it's gotta stop. So join us at iHeart in standing up to it. If you see hate, speak up. Call it out. And you can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Alrighty, so first up, a Florida man was sentenced to 6 years for, he looks happy, for biting a deputy's head at EDM Festival. 37-year-old James Anderson entered a guilty plea to aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer. It was during Soulfest, SOL. He took a bite out of a dude's head. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison and another 10 years probation. They were trying to arrest him at the EDM Festival last May in Ponce de Leon. And Anderson tried to grab the deputy's gun and then bit him in the head. It literally exposed the deputy's skull. He literally took a huge meat chunk out of the deputy's head, and you could see his skull. The deputy recovered from his injury. So, yeah, I feel like he should get in major trouble. You don't go for the dude's gun and then bite his head off. But I would like to know what he was being arrested for, though. A judge sentences a Florida dentist accused of a campaign of terror. You're a dentist. What are you doing? He sent over 100 threats to 40 victims in retaliation to their political commentary. 61, he wrote threats of injury and death even after agents intervened and asked him to stop. Robert Cantwell, that's a name right there. Oh my gosh.
Stay in your lane, bro.
I mean, he sent a lot of stuff, like 100 threats to 40 different victims. Dentist Cantwell. Feel it can't but will. But he, golly, he would tell people, prepare to die. You won't see Jesus because you're an immortal degenerate. Maybe let's not do that. Let's not do stuff like that. And, you know, just disagree. I don't know, nicely. Our friends over at Kel-Tec, great Florida company, although they have now a Wyoming facility too that they've opened. And I think, I'm pretty sure that this was one of the first rollouts of their new expansion facility. And it's the awesome PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Now, I have not fired this, but I have handled it quite a bit when I saw it all at SHOT Show. It is so light. I thought I was going to throw it through the ceiling when I picked it up. I don't know why. 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7. So I have 5.7s. There's none that I could actually realistically with my frame carry. I could carry this. It's that thin and it's that light. Now, they achieve this in two different ways. They have the innovative rotary barrel that helps to make it the lightest 5.7 on the market. But they also have eliminated magazines. So it has a very unique top-loading design. And it replaces the traditional mags with the stripper clip. So you have a slimmer carry profile, 20 plus one capacity. And all the people that don't know anything about guns, when they say clips instead of magazines, you know, they'll actually be accurate by accident for once. So there you have that. It's actually great for everyday carry for everyone. It's engineered for simplicity and simple reliability. And the MSRP makes it uber affordable at only $399. It's the first of its kind. Kel-Tec PR-57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green-Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
I didn't have on my bingo card, Kane, that the Democrats were going to wake up and go, you know, we really need to go to bat for that student who, the pro-Hamas student who is targeting Jewish students at on campus. And he's like, he's literally a radical foreign Islamist, Mahmoud Khalil. And they're saying it's a direct attack on freedoms. His status, what I think he's like a legal alien, but he's not a citizen. And as you know, he was arrested. The pro-Hamas activist, he led a coalition of rioters that wanted to seek the eradication of Western civilization. They had a big riot at Columbia University and Barnard College. He was arrested by ICE agents, per New York Post. He leads the Columbia University Apartheid Divest Group, and he completed his graduate studies at Columbia in December. Sidebar, who else does not really think that that's impressive anymore? When someone's like, oh, I went to Columbia, I'm like, you're a moron. I'm sorry, I really do, though. And he is potentially, he's got a green card, he has a visa. He's looking at having his green card canceled. They may do that and have his visa revoked because POTUS has been cracking down on this stuff, right? He was inside his university-owned apartment. ICE agents entered, took him into custody. He graduated months ago, but still somehow was living in school-provided housing. And there's a policy that allows students to remain on campus after graduating. I don't understand that, but okay. So he was super active in all of the disruption. There's tons of video of him, all of this stuff. He had flyers that apparently came directly from Hamas's own, like Hamas's media office. They were handing out flyers that talked about, they looked violent. It looked like they were, the flyers, when you look at them, it looks like they were advocating violence. One of the pamphlets was titled Our Narrative, Operation Al-Aqsa Flood, which was a whole pamphlet explaining the justification, their justification for October 7th. He apparently passed around trading card like photos of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. There's a lot. So this dude is an absolute agitator. One of the things apparently, because Barnard, their college was the site of the building takeovers for like 2 weeks. There were people who were barging into classrooms and tossing around pro-Hamas flyers. And I mean, that's like actual pro-Hamas stuff. So agents raided this dude's apartment. Columbia put out a statement addressing the presence of agents in the vicinity, et cetera, et cetera. His supporters issued a press release calling the arrest a racist targeting. That's so stupid. They're trying to instill fear in pro-Hamas activists. As well. I don't say Palestine because it's a fake thing. They had a petition demanding his release, etc. These people raised hell. This guy raised hell, and Democrats decided this is what they're going to go for. They're acting like it's a big speech thing. It's a free speech thing. It's not. I wanted to go back to the, I'm pulling this post up. I wanted to go back to this story that I had saved. This is December 17th, 2023. It's an older story that I have. And this is why it's super interesting. The headline, Biden's quote-unquote violent settler Israeli visa ban would bar those who simply disagree with his terrible policies. And it gets into restrictions on Israelis in response to what they were calling settler violence, et cetera, et cetera. So back in December of 23, this is something that the Biden administration did. They announced that they had that they were implementing visa bans against Israelis. They said that people who, quote-unquote, disrupted or prevented efforts to achieve a two-state solution, including through nonviolent means, and it was pretty broadly applied. Essentially, it denied visas to anybody who disagreed with White House foreign policy. And there was not a single Democrat. There was not a single civil rights organization. There was not, I mean, there wasn't a single anything that objected or protested or signed a petition or did anything like that. So all of the people who are complaining and who are screaming about Trump's policy of looking at the visas of students who are on campus promoting Hamas, writing for Hamas, passing out Hamas literature, passing out trading cards featuring Hamas literature or their leaders. Biden did it. That's the justification. Step off. End of. Democrats, when they open Pandora's box, they never look in the future and go, how can this be worked the other way? So Biden already established this in 2023. What's more, though, they're even without that. So take away just, you know, if you don't want to include the Biden precedent, ICE is still 1,000% correct in what they're doing. A green card does not mean that you have a greater claim to a constitutional right than if you were here on a student visa. There are statutes that regulate, that govern the criteria for not only remaining in good standing, but for obtaining them in the first place. And those statutes, by the way, include, and I'm pulling this up, so this is 8 U.S.C. subsection 1227 A, 4, and B. It's already a statute. The law states that terrorist activities, if you are an alien who engages in a terrorist activity, I'm going to skip down to, is a representative as defined in a political, social, or other group that endorses or espouses terrorist activity. Terrorist activity defined unlawful under the laws of the place where it's committed, the seizing, detaining, threatening to kill, injure, containing, detaining, blah, 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 etc. Literally already he's violated the statute. That's the actual law that I just read to you. What of his activities isn't included in that is the safer question than to ask what is. So ICE is 1,000% correct. 1,000% correct in what they're doing here. They have every right. So not only did Biden establish the precedent that doesn't even include violating a statute, but that is the actual law that governs this. There is no way you look at this where this dude gets to stay. Which brings us to the difference between these classifications. Just because you have a green card does not mean citizenship is the be all end all. You do not have any more of a claim on that right than any other person sans citizenship or outside of citizenship. That's it. But what's more, it is very well known that you cannot go to Mexico and engage in political protests. Cain Wright, you have family. That's it. You can't even go there.
No,
and
get
do that.
Marked by the cartel before the government. But either way, it's not good.
I mean, okay, excluding the cartel, the government would totally arrest you, though, because it's not allowed. You cannot be a non-citizen in Mexico and go.
Yeah, and petition their government?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Petition their government and go and take part in any kind of, you know, foreign country. You can't go in Italy and do it. They tell you can't do that. It's I mean, literally everyone says it's not a good idea if you're in a foreign country to protest. Like, that's a life hack. Just like it's a life hack where if you're thirsty, drink water. Oh, life hack. Do you know, Kane, that if you don't run out into a busy street, you won't get hit by a car?
What?
Dude, a life hack.
Wow.
Just helping y'all out here.
You need to write these down.
I'm saying. So, in like countries like Italy, you can't do that. You can't go in and go in. I can't go to Italy. You know, go and wander around, get a nice cab in the wine wall, walk around, and then be like, I want to go participate in a protest. I can't do that. You know why? Because I'm a guest in that country. For all of the discussion about Americans being loud and brash, what are we dealing with here? You're telling me that we have to accommodate foreigners who are coming in who don't even understand our system and want to raise hell within it? You're a guest, you be a good guest, right? You're in someone else's country, you be a good guest. It's not very difficult to understand this. If I can't do it in Ireland, I can't do it in Norway, I can't do it in Italy, I can't go to Turks and Caicos and do it. I couldn't go to Puerto Rico. I couldn't go to Mexico. I definitely can't go to Mexico and do it. And the severity ranges from citation to you're jailed. It's not allowed. The United States is no different. And the difference is this guy is literally promoting a group that is all about violence and murder. It's a terror group. They're actual terrorists. So spare me the whole weeping and gnashing of teeth about free speech. This has nothing to do with free speech. He is not a citizen. He doesn't get to claim the same rights as other citizens do. This is very explicitly laid out in our statutes. ICE is completely correct. Trump is completely correct in this. So no, we're not going to sit here and glad hand Mahmoud Khalil. He's wrong. He's got to go. And there needs to be serious consequences for this stuff. You don't go over to a country as a guest and act like an ass. You just, no. You can, when you become a citizen, by all means, that's one of the perks of your citizenship. But without it, shut up. Because we've got enough loudmouths in this country. We don't need a bunch of foreigners coming in and doing the same thing. Just saying, be a good guest. We're a good guest when we travel. You be a good guest when you come here. Very simple. But it's, he absolutely meets the threshold for being deported. It's section 212 of the INA. And by the way, it's delegated to what branch? The executive branch. Yeah. So there you go. All Family Pharmacy is a great entity. I've used them several times. And I love the fact that I can get what I need to get when I know I need, when I need it. And I can get it quickly, 2 to 4 days or overnight in a pinch if I need it overnighted. Your health is always in reach with All Family Pharmacy. Well, the cool thing about it, too, is, you know, I give the example of it was over the holidays. It was like over Thanksgiving. I was getting strep throat. I've had it a million times. I know exactly what it is. Urgent care. The one that was around me was already closed. It was after 10 o'clock. I mean, it was just rough. And I ordered medicine from All Family Pharmacy, had it overnighted, and was able to start my medicine literally the next day. It was like almost 10. Actually, it was like after 9. I think the urgent care closed at 9. What's so great? I had azithromycin. They have over 200 medications. They have antibiotics. They have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all of the stuff too that Big Pharma was telling you that you don't need. They got it. But it's all made in the USA. So you don't have to worry about outsourced inputs from China or India or anywhere else. It's all USA medicine. Simple, fast, affordable, no insurance, no problem. Straightforward, affordable pricing. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 10% off using promo code DANA10. Don't wait. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code DANA10 to save 10%.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, an Illinois man led deputies on a chase in a stolen ambulance in Milam County. I'm sorry, man. Grant Saline, 30, of Illinois, is facing all kinds of charges. He led law enforcement officers on a chase in a stolen ambulance. He was booked into Milam County Jail. Lots of things. Assault with a deadly weapon, criminal mischief, evading arrest, blah, blah. They're also going to file more charges, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle with unlawful restraint. What did you think stealing an ambulance was going to do for you? So they said that they learned, from Allegiance Mobile Health that a man at a local hotel had called for an ambulance in reference to a mental health issue. When it arrived, he jumped in and took it, drove away. So he called for it, and then as they came in, I guess ran around and got into it and took off. Is he the Joker? Makes me wonder, right? Good heavens. An LA deputy used a Pringles can and a secret code to smuggle. This is the second time Pringles has been in the headlines. To smuggle heroin in lockup. 39-year-old Los Angeles County deputy sheriff accused of smuggling heroin to inmates. This is some Mayor Kingstown stuff. He conspired with gang shock collars using a secret code and tubes of Pringles to move the drugs. So Michael Miser, he was arrested. He brought more than a pound of black tar heroin hidden inside two Pringles cans before he was taken into custody. So he's in lots of trouble, as one can imagine. Air India flight to Delhi made an emergency U-turn to Chicago after 11 out of the 12 toilets clogged. What are they eating that happened? 11 of the 12? And they're like, oh, it's customer service. And I got to get this one in. A woman is accused of locking her not clothed partner on the balcony and he froze to death, per Japanese police. So this is in Japan. 54-year-old woman was arrested on charges of assault and lethal confinement in Nagasaki. She told the victim to get out on the balcony while he was naked, confined him there. Then the next day, police arrived to an emergency call. He was pretty much nearly dead from hypothermia in a room. Wow. Just wow. So in addition to this, there is also the big thing that's now passed out of committee. And I'm pulling this up. This is the THC thing. Now, I want to be very clear. I am not part of this consumer base. I'm just consistent with big government, especially after the Rona. So what's happened is that the THC bill that we were talking about, Texas legislators could be working on property tax relief or abolishing property taxes outright, but instead they're flirting around with gun control bills. And I mean, they unanimously passed this bill banning THC out of committee, and it's going to head to the Senate. Every single Democrat voted for it. It was a unanimous, everybody voted for it. Now, what does the bill do? It's already illegal for kids. They're talking about consumables or edibles, or they're not talking about like smoking actual marijuana. There is a difference. And Kane, correct me if I'm wrong on this. Again, I'm not a Breaking Bad fan. I've never watched it. I don't know. It's
drugs. Sure wasn't about pot.
No, I know, but whatever.
All right.
So I know that there's a difference between like THC that's, I don't want to say distilled, concentrated in like a gummy or whatever. How I think there's other products that I don't know.
However it's delivered. Vape, gummy.
Yeah. And then like actual smoke, like smoking a joint.
Right.
Right. There's a difference.
Yeah. They actually grow the flower, what they call the flower.
Sounds which so is hippified. What,
yeah.
Sorry.
But that's, they grow it with those specific genetics in mind so that the plant itself produces so the legal
I just want people
THC.
To realize, like, this is not stoner stuff. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a part of this consumer base. I have used products with CBD oil, but I don't do THC. I don't smoke pot. I don't do any of that. Now, that's not to say that I want to boss everybody around in their life. I'm just consistent. There's a difference between, and I want to make that clear because everybody thinks that they're talking about letting 9-year-olds run around Texas and smoke pot. That's literally not what this bill is. It's about the THC in the things you can, the edibles.
Yeah, and I think it's the type of THC because there's molecular differences with the THC that's currently under law. And which is why
I can just skip over all of the differences, but yet it is regulated though.
Yes, there are.
I don't understand the science of it.
There are currently regulations involved. Yeah. Yes.
And they can't sell it to kids. They're not like standing outside of elementary school. It's like going, hey, kids, come here.
It's like going to the gas station and trying to buy liquor or anything that you would need to be 21 for. Yeah. It's that same thing.
So the people who are telling you otherwise about this are lying to you. And then you have to question what their motives are because they're purposefully, maliciously misrepresenting something. So the reason I am so against what they're trying to do with this bill is because they're literally taking a gun control argument and they're applying it to this. The formula is the same. You got to switch out the variables. So instead of getting his property tax relief, they're going to take something that has been legal for years. And keep in mind, there has been a resurgence of Republican voting. Texas is not flip blue. There have been counties actually in past three elections where you have had counties that have been purple that have voted more, have more registered Republican voters in them and have voted Republican more consistently than Democrats more consistently. While all of this has already been legal. And again, there's a difference between the THC in edibles and then like running around and smoking pot. No one's talking about the latter. And they've decided that they're going to just like arbitrarily ban it. And there's actual no legitimate reason to do so. I think it's silly. I think it's stupid. I think that it undermines individual liberty. And I think it's a gun control argument, again, applied to this. And I think it's a joke for the Texas Republican Party to do this. It's an $8 billion industry in the Republic of Texas. This is not a stoner or hippie thing. It's already illegal to sell to minors. No one's selling it to minors. No one's talking about smoking joints. It's literally about THC in consumables, and that's it. So the people who are telling you otherwise are lying, and they're either getting, I mean, you got a question, are they getting paid to lie? Or are they just ignorant and malicious, you know, naturally? I don't know. I have to question the motivation of people who say these things. And it's so it'll there's no, it's not going to turn Texas. This is not anything remotely like what Colorado did. Colorado was like a free for all. Smoke all the things wherever you want. I mean, that's not at all what this is. And it's already legal. So what is the whole, it's just mystifying to me. Any Republican that supports this in Texas, I'm not going to be able to support them because they're probably out there supporting gun control too. Are these the same Republicans that have been flirting around with these stupid gun control bills in committee? I've been hearing about it. I just can't talk about, I just can't support Republicans that are doing this. I am like 1% away from being done with this party permanently. 1% away, like maybe never voting for them again. I am right there. They're horrible financially, with economics. They're horrible with gun rights. They're horrible with this. It's uniparty stuff. This is literally uniparty stuff.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Illegal border crossings plummet dramatically in Trump's first full month on the job. Another study proves a higher minimum wage is bad for businesses, customers, and employees. And Andrew Cuomo is officially running for mayor of New York City. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.